Hello, ladies and gentlemen, this is Christelle Martinet. And for those of you who will be listening to this far, far, far into the future, we are on lockdown. This is a time when a dystopian society, a dystopian vision has taken over all of a sudden for all of us with the COVID-19 or coronavirus, as it's called. So I'm sitting here, well, more than sitting, I'm lying down, having just woken up, and I'd like to share with you some ideas that we can do, some ideas that we can tap into to make our days move along in a certain way for those of us who are sort of on lockdown, on semi-lockdown, just spending time with ourselves. And that's, this could be used in this period, or we could use this in another time when we want to isolate ourselves, when we have overextended ourselves too much and it's time to go within, you know, like the tarot, the hermit mode, go and study what works for us and what's not working and how to enjoy being with yourself. And one of the many things that comes to mind, first of all, when we all of a sudden are put into this mode of restriction, because we're restricted from interacting with the outside world. And for all those ladies out there, one of the first things, my hair. What am I going to do with my hair? Especially those of you who color your hair and the roots, and how am I going to color them? And a lot of us, what about my nails, for those who use gel and are addicted to a monthly, bi-monthly trip to the nail woman that takes care of our nails, or anything similar that has to do with habit, even, you know, our daily makeup and putting things on. What do we do? Do we take this time off and use it to detox, let our skin breathe? And of course, for males, there are still the problem there is with my hair and general grooming. The issues of products running out, you know, where do I get them? How can I get them? I got this there, and then I got this there. How am I going to do it? Can I order it on? You know, so when we go through the 24 hours, 48 hours, first 3 days, first week, and realize at the end of 7 days, getting to 10 days, you think, oh, well, it's not that bad. It could be worse. It's not that bad. Let me relax and enjoy this. Well, there's a lot to self-care, I believe, than meets the eye, literally, than meets the eye. Because what you see, of course, in the mirror guides you in many respects. But what you feel generally is even a better guide for what how you're feeling and the state of your health, the state of your interior health. What generally moves us, besides the mirror, of course, we all have mirrors, and I'm not saying we're so vain that we constantly are watching and looking into the mirror, but the fact that we're isolated from other people is one of the most difficult things for us as humans, because we're social animals, whether you interact a lot or a little. And this social interaction also acts as mirrors for ourselves. We look at other people and we think, that person is really a heavyset person. And that gives us a sense of how we feel in relation to them. Or, oh, that woman's hair looks divine. And then you start thinking, oh, maybe I should change my hair style or hair cut. And you can hear in the backgrounds, the church, in the background, the church bells. There's a church around the corner that every hour on the hour has these bells that just sing all over. And it is lovely. It really is lovely. In the summertime, when the windows are open, it's enjoyable, you know. And when you're recording a podcast like this, it could be annoying, but, you know, I'll just draw your attention to that. And probably you won't even be able to hear it. But let me get back to the social distancing, as they have been calling it in the media lately. So one of the big challenges for us is to get engaged, get an image, a perspective of ourselves, and gauge it as we used to when we would be. It's an unconscious, a subconscious gauging, really, that we do when we walk the streets and we interact with others. It's a matter of distinguishing yourself. I'm this because I'm not that. I know I'm like this because I'm not like that. And it's not a matter of passing judgment. It is as if we were researchers and we're doing research. Me in relation to them, me in relation to her, me in relation to that child who's smiling and having such a good time, and me on the other hand, have I grown into an old fart? Gee, what's going on here, you know? So this lack of social interaction does take its toll on our real true identity. And this may make or break our daily routines, our daily lives, our moods during the day. So, of course, when you're isolated for a while in the home, you can resort, of course, to looking into the mirror and different ways of looking into the mirror. You can get up close. I know many, many women who have mirrors, magnified mirrors, when they put on makeup, and also for grooming. You know, if you want to remove, for the men, if you want to remove face hairs, you have to have face hair. You have to have a really good mirror to be able to do that. You know, and many of the things that I'm saying for those of you who are listening might seem vain, but I'm in. It's all in the 24-hour self-care idea. What happens? I'm caring for myself. And the news, the media have all told us, wash your hands regularly, often during the days, clean your environment, don't touch your eyes. And for the life of me, I still can't understand why. These are all things that are suggested to us. And so willy-nilly, whether we like it or not, we are found in front of a mirror, you know? And then we start to interact with that. It's like shadow boxing, you know? And there are, in the work I do, another work I do for many, many years, teaching students how to interpret from one language to another, there's an exercise called shadowing. And typically in this country, in Italy, students, Italian students, have certain marked difficulties with some aspects of pronouncing the English language. And so I suggest shadow work, which is putting on earphones, putting it into a sound source, and listening to a speech in a native English speaker, from a native English speaker. And, well, you know, that alone can bring us to discuss at length what is native English, okay? But let's say a person who seems to be of native English tongue, who have spoken for most of their life for that language. And what I tell them is shadow their work, listen to them in your ears and from your mouth, try to repeat what they're saying verbatim, the intonational patterns. And, you know, this is just part of the way we get students to listen and speak at the same time. And it's a long process. It's difficult. And so why I'm using this as an example is that our first encounter, this new encounter with the mirror, is part of our shadow work, shadowing what we see, what we don't see. And some days it seems that we see more, and other days we see less of certain things, of certain aspects of ourself, of certain aspects of our room, of our environment. You know, the mirror, if it's a full-length mirror, may reflect things in the room that you haven't seen. For example, the other day, I was sitting on my couch and I was preparing for something. I can't remember exactly what I was doing. And underneath a lounge chair that I have in a corner, I saw a roll of tape that I had been looking for weeks. I couldn't find it. And I thought to myself immediately, I didn't get to cleaning there. Why didn't I see that? And of course, I had cleaned. I had vacuumed. And I probably just shoved it aside. And I started laughing at myself. I have a black and white checkered tiled floor. And, you know, if they land on a white tile, of course, it'll be difficult to see if it's hidden under a lounge chair. You know, so I was thinking to myself, this is a matter of perspective, the way you look at things from different angles. And the mirror, you could look at the mirror, the shadow work that I'm talking about here is shadow work done in an angle that's not typically right in front of a mirror, seeing things from different perspectives. And this game that we can play with mirrors goes a long way in aiding us on the road toward self-care, because the title of this podcast is self-care. And self-care doesn't always only mean washing ourselves, cleaning ourselves. You know, in ancient times, the water was considered a symbol that would purify our very soul. It's not only that. Even the thoughts that we entertain in our minds are a way of purifying or rejuvenating the way we think and the way we see things. So self-care is all about taking the time to watch, listen, and be aware, or come to be aware of certain things that we don't see generally. And this is an extremely enriching exercise. It helps you to see so many things that you didn't realize in the past, the way you considered that person that you looked up to, and then all of a sudden they just challenged your trust. You trusted them and they just fell from grace because you thought, they tricked me, you know? And you can call it, a lot of people call it hindsight, but looking back, there's this vision, you know, the idea of looking, and the mirror and shadow is all about perception, okay? Self-care is also a matter of perception. First and foremost, having that refined perceptual skills in seeing and trying to obfuscate, seeing and not wanting to see certain things. From our seated position anywhere, we have an exercise that we can do, bringing certain objects to our attention that are at a distance, say, of a yard, a meter, 2 meters, 3 meters, 3-4 yards, and seeing it, focusing our vision on it, bringing it to the foreground, and having all things around it be blurred. And these are also exercises that help in refining and tuning our mediation, meditation skills, our raising our vibrational states, learning how to get messages from the universe. These are all steps that we can take on that road to taking a qualitative jump to our life on this earth, and trying to come out of our windmills, those windmills of our mind that we're just stuck on, and why aren't they calling me, and what are they thinking, what are, you know, what should I do to get their attention, and, you know, all of this, when really it's all about us and not them. It's all about the way we perceive things and the way we can change our vision of things and how we spend time with things. I'm going to call it a day with this podcast today. And I understand I've just scratched the surface here, and I called the podcast Self-Care, when I know it's much more than just self-care. I'll be back, I'll be back, I'll be back. Bye-bye, ladies and gentlemen. Take care of yourself. Extremely enriching exercise. It helps you to see so many things that you didn't realize in the past, the way you considered that person that you looked up to, and then all of a sudden they just challenged your trust. You trusted them and they just fell from grace because you thought they tricked me, you know? And it's, you can call it, a lot of people call it hindsight, but looking back, there's this vision, you know, the idea of looking, and the mirror and shadow is all about perception, okay? Self-care is also a matter of perception. First and foremost, having that refined perceptual skills in seeing and trying to obfuscate, seeing and not wanting to see certain things. From our seated position anywhere, we have an exercise that we can do, bringing certain objects to our attention that are at a distance, say, of a yard, a meter, 2 meters, 3 meters, 3-4 yards, and seeing it, focusing our vision on it, bringing it to the foreground, and having all things around it be blurred. And these are also exercises that help in refining and tuning our meditation skills, our raising our vibrational states, learning how to get messages from the universe. These are all steps that we can take on that road to taking a qualitative jump to our life on this earth, and trying to come out of our windmills, those windmills of our mind that we're just stuck on, and why aren't they calling me, and what are they thinking, what are, you know, what should I do to get their attention, and, you know, all of this, when really it's all about us and not them. It's all about the way we perceive things and the way we can change our vision of things and how we spend time with things. I'm going to call it a day with this podcast today. And I understand I've just scratched the surface here, and I called the podcast Self-Care, when I know it's much more than just self-care. I'll be back. Bye-bye, ladies and gentlemen. Take care of yourself.